Welcome to Hodgkin Lymphoma Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Dr. David Strauss from the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York, and to begin, he presented a patient from his practice.
This was a 25-year-old woman with stage 2A classical Hodgkin lymphoma, nodular sclerosis type. The disease was not bulky, and the sites involved were left supraclavicular nodes and mediastinal nodes. So she was treated according to a regimen that we conducted in a clinical trial, a phase 2 trial, led by Alliance CALGB, but also with Southwest Oncology Group and Eastern Cooperative Oncology Group, in which patients with stage 1 and 2 A and B without tumor bulk were treated with two cycles of ABVD, doxorubicin, bleomycin, vinblastine, and dacarbazine. An interim PET was performed, PET CT, and this was reviewed centrally by two reviewers and an adjudicator in case of a disagreement. The PET was interpreted and scored according to Deauville criteria, Deauville 1, 2, and 3, which is negative or activity less than liver uptake. That was counted as PET negative. PET positive was Deauville 5 and 6, so that's greater than liver uptake or new sites and increased uptake. So in this trial, there were 164 patients. 91% were PET negative at the end of two cycles of ABVD. Those patients went on to get two more cycles of ABVD without radiation therapy, while patients who were PET positive got more intensive chemotherapy with escalated BCOP and involved field radiation therapy. So what we found is that 91% of the patients were PET negative, and their three-year progression-free survival, which was the primary endpoint of the trial, was 91%. PET-positive patients with escalated BCOP and radiation therapy had about a 66% three-year progression-free survival, which we didn't think was really that promising. So we don't really know what to do with the PET-positive patients, but for the majority of patients, we showed that you can get an excellent result without radiation therapy using interim PET to identify PET-negative patients. Of interest, the sites of relapse in the PET-negative patients, there were 14 relapses, and 11 of them were in initially involved nodal sites that would have been radiated if they had a combination of chemotherapy and radiation therapy. Those patients can be often salvaged with just radiation therapy to those sites. And if they do relapse, they can get further chemotherapy and even autologous transplant, but it is not necessary in most patients. The only death in the trial was due to a suicide. There were no deaths due to Hodgkin lymphoma. So we think this is an excellent result and avoids the potential late risks of radiation therapy in the majority of patients. And so that's what we did with this young woman. She had two cycles of ABVD. Her interim PET was negative. She completed two more cycles of ABVD, and she was in a CR by PET criteria at the end of treatment and remains in CR now for close to a year.
So is this your current approach outside a trial setting?
Yes, this is my current approach, and many people in North America are doing this. I mean, there are other approaches, but we think this is a very acceptable approach.
And you take the same approach whether it's a man or a woman?
Yes, we didn't see any difference between males and females. We didn't see any difference between 1A, 2A, and 1B, 2B. And actually, we also looked at prognostic scores that are used to stratify patients in Europe, early stage favorable, early stage unfavorable. There's the German Hodgkin Study Group criteria. There's the ERTC criteria. We looked at our patients, and there was no difference between early stage favorable, early stage unfavorable. So we think it's simpler to just say stage 1 and 2 non-bulky.